Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Folks, there's this thing called unintended consequences. And I know you've heard of it. It's the thing that you don't plan for. You say, here's what I want to do, and then here's what happens in the aftermath. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. There's a sign in my kitchen that says, when man plans, God laughs. And I learned that very early on in life because I used to think, oh boy, here's what I want to do and here's what's going to happen. And I already played it out to the bitter end until life got in the way. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Kevin, it's because you're black. No, it's not because I'm black. And I know you're not thinking that, but I was just joking with it. I always like to keep you white people on your toes. There's always something that you don't factor in. It's like playing chess with Bobby Fischer. He's going to beat you because there's always something you don't factor in. Life is a few steps ahead of you. And generally what it is it means you're moving too quickly. It means you have not even thought about the other side of the issue. You won't even leave room for other thought. Now, I get accused of this by leftists all the time, but it's just because they're stupid. Leftists are like, well, you never did this and you haven't done that. And they just assume that you haven't thought it out the way they've thought it out. And I played Stump the Professor with them many times. And, of course, they never stump me, but I always stump them. And I leave this invitation open. And this includes all the naysayers out there for the vaxxers or whatever. Call the show. Tell me, Kevin, I want to do a segment, whatever length of time. And I want to debate you on the issue of vaccines or America is so racist or women are much more stronger than men or whatever idiot fallacy that you have. Let's go. Open invitation. I will let you spew your nonsense. You can finish talking. Then I'm just going to do this. I want to be very clear on the rules. I'm going to ask you some very simple questions. And if you cannot answer my simple questions, you lose. It's really that simple. And here's what I love about this concept is I don't have to be brilliant. I promise you people, I'm 50,000 times smarter than the questions I will ask these people. They will be things that will be, when you hear me ask the question of these idiots, you will say to yourself, Kevin, that really wasn't that deep of a question. And we'll be looking at each other going, I know. And the simpler the question, the more stupid they will look. So I dare you. Come on the front. I'm not going to go into, well, here's the reason, and I talk to an expert, and there's all this other data that you have. I won't do that. You tell me your topic. You tell me what your beef is with me. And I'm going to even make it fun, more fun. I will not ask you more than 5 simple questions. And just for the audience's sake, I'm going to tell you something that I probably shouldn't say to the people that may want to take me up on it, because it could be embarrassing for them. So if you're thinking about taking me up on it, you might want to close your ears for just a second because I don't want to embarrass you, okay? I'm only going to need 2 questions. Don't tell them. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to Unintended Consequences of Leftism. Leftists are stupid. They don't know how to, number one, look at something from the other side and ask themselves a very basic question. And here it is. Have I thought about it from the other person's point of view? Let's pretend that person is right. You've heard me say this many times. For the record, let me ask the audience this. We want to do a series of debate tactics, debate techniques that will help you figure out life, love, all of it, and help you in many ways. And I want to do this. We want to do these virtual sessions, and ultimately I want to do these like a Tony Robbins thing, and I'd love your feedback. So I'm going to give you a hint on my technique number one. Whatever the argument is that somebody wages with you, ask yourself to believe it. That's tactic number one. Believe them. Then defend it as if it were your own position. That's it. Start. That's where you start. See, that is the equal and opposite side. That is the yin-yang of a discussion. It's to say, I'll take your word for it. Now, if you notice, Tucker uses it. He'll go, okay, well, let's just pretend that for a second. Let's just go with that for a second. That's a very strong technique. Because number one, the person goes, okay, well, you agree with me. Nope, I'm saying, what if? Let's do this. Let's play this out. And then the fun begins. But see, leftists don't do that. They don't want to say, let's play it out. So I'm going to give you one quick story. Unionized Starbucks. So we can talk about unions and debate them. Let's say unions are great. See, I just did it. You're learning already. I bet you picked up on it. So unions are great. All right, here's a story. Workers at the first U.S. unionized Starbucks in New York, Buffalo, New York, walked off the job. Starbucks and the Workers Union, that's what it's called, Workers Union, confirmed to this group, the store is currently closed. Workers at the Elmwood location, quote, do not feel safe in our store. Workers United, the unions which represents the location, told Insider in a statement. That's what they said. They said, we were not given the staffing or resources to do our job safely due to health concerns and surging COVID cases. We're upset it came down to this, but we deserve to be safe at work. Many partners are out with COVID or self-isolating, showing just how at risk frontline partners are. So I want you to understand, Starbucks opens a store, says, look, you come in, here's the job you need to do. And the very first thing that the people do is say, how do we not work? Now, we can have the debate, Kevin, COVID, it's safe, is it not safe? Because that's what Carol and Katie would argue with me. Kevin, it's not safe, man. There's this woo flu, it's dangerous going around. Okay, great. So I have a question for him. See, we're going to play this thing out. Are other Starbucks open? Are all 44,000 Starbucks around the country and the world, are they shut? Nope. Only one. The one with the union. Leftism and its unintended consequence. We'll be back, baby. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Where did we leave off last segment? Was it the unionized Starbucks? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Unintended consequences of leftism is what I'm discussing today. And here's my thing. Starbucks sets up a union shop, one location, Buffalo, New York. And what's the first thing they do? They quit working.
You know, our conditions of work are just unsafe. It's untenable.
What if Starbucks had a national union and all of their stores decided to strike over the WHO flu? Now, remember what I said. I said earlier that one store said, these conditions are horrible. We have to work in the condition of under the pandemic or scandemic, whatever Kevin Jackson calls it. How dare they want us to work and serve people coffee and pastries and what have you during the time of scandemic? And my simple question was, are any of the other stores operational? And of course the answer is yes. The majority of them are. And they're working around the scam, and people are getting their delicious Starbucks coffee all over. One can do it. It would seem to be, because I'm going to tell you, if this were national, if what they had was a national union, they would be a hostage right now to it. But they still want to experiment. They still want to dabble in leftism. Let's check it out. Let's see what everybody's about. Let's get woke. Remember their former president, Howard Schultz, former CEO, who ran for president for a minute, and then he got woke and went, you know what? These people that I was thinking we are trying to help are crazy. Just somebody remind me what Starbucks does, because I forget minute to minute. Is it sell gourmet coffee? I mean, do they brew it? They buy it, they brew it? Do they offer complimentary pastries and what have you to go with this coffee? Do they offer items that expand their brand, you know, labeled equipment like mugs and what have you, so you can feel good about that? Hey, I was at Starbucks in Costa Rica. But Starbucks felt a need to get more woke, a bigger need, a calling, I would say it was. Part of that involved unionizing. But prior to that, remember when they decided they were going to hire all the Antifa BLM people or something? No, illegals. All the illegals. They weren't going to hire veterans, but they were going to hire illegals. And then Howard Schultz backed off of that and went, no. You know what we're going to do? We're going to hire 25,000 veterans now. Because it was so bad. The backlash was so bad. Remember during the time of racial reconciliation, these guys were, they had on their cups, hug a thug, you know, hug a racially sensitive person or whatever. Befriend a black person, whatever. Have a discussion about race. How'd that go over? Yeah, I know, because that's what everybody wants to do before they get that cup of coffee in the morning, is have a vibrant discussion with some barista about race. Woo! Hey, listen, why don't you engage me in something that you know nothing about? Well, now was a union. Let's unionize. Let's show everybody how good we are. Because we'll form a union and everybody will be, what is it called? I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world some coffee. Oh my goodness. Working conditions are so bad. You would think Starbucks, you have to go underground into the mines and take your canary with you because you could die if you get that cup of coffee. Where's McGraw? Are they cops? Do they go face the criminals all day long getting shot at and all the other things that can happen? How dirty of a job is it to work in an air-conditioned building, usually in a pretty nice neighborhood, serving coffee and pastries that could fund third world nations? One location of Starbucks has the GDP of Haiti. Yeah. But the union, hey, let's shut them down. How dare they make us work during a time of a scamdemic? Who should have to continue working during the time of a scandemic? Let me think about that for a second. That would be everybody. Yeah, medical people have to work. The coroner has to work. The grave digger has to work. Somebody wants to taxidermy old grandma. He's got to work. I mean, everybody's got to work. I would love to know, what shutdown? Give me the worst pandemic of all kind before we map the human genome, where millions of people died, the bubonic plague and, Ebola outbreak, whatever. Who got to not work? I'm just curious. Asking for a friend. Carol? Katie? Just asking for a friend. Who said, well, you know what? While all this is going on, we're going to hunker down and nothing's going to happen. There's always somebody on the front line. There's always somebody out there saying, you know what? I got to harvest a crop. I got to go keep the water flowing. I got to keep the lights on. That's just the way the world works. But no, unions want to shut it down. We got vaccine Nazis out there. Kevin Jenkins, what are you doing talking about that? Hail Hitler! How dare this Schwarzer? That's black in German. How dare this black man try to tell me what to think about what I think about? How dare he? I can see little Hitler mustaches on these people. And they get, ooh, man, they get mad. But let me tell you, you want to back them off? Just let them know you're not a pacifist. They'll back off. They get all the, and you go, yeah, well, what you going to do about it? And they go, oh. Yeah, exactly. Get the moving. Get the stepping. Hey, here's another unintended consequence of leftism. So, Olympic athletes, this is a headline, advised to leave cell phones at home to dodge spying. This is from Bloomberg. Beyond Omicron and gold medal tallies, athletes arriving in China's capital for the Winter Games next month may have one more thing to worry about. Is it safe to access the internet? What? They can't even focus on the Wu flu? Oh my gosh. Yeah. There's something more dire out there. Wow, we're coming back around the Chinese spy. And here I thought that this Chinese virus that has infected the world and cost trillions of dollars in the United States and elsewhere, that we could trust them. I mean, here we are having the Olympics in the very location where this thing broke out. And you know what the story is? You know what the media is actually? Bloomberg, folks. This isn't Fox News or Fox Snooze, as I call them. This is Bloomberg. Beijing has promised the world's top athletes access to the partially unfettered internet during the Olympics. By the way, China, who regulates the Olympics, the internet to a degree that no other country does. And we're having it there while we're still discussing if are they the origins of this dreaded Wu flu and a host of other things. I guess this is considered another unintended consequence of leftism.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Close to 50,000 people are expected to attend the March for Life rally in Washington, D.C. on Friday. The event will begin at the National Mall with several speakers before marchers heading to the steps of the Supreme Court. They're protesting abortion ahead of tomorrow's 49th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. President Biden is updating Americans on his administration's efforts to address a backlog of semiconductor chip orders in the supply chain. The president calling on Congress to pass a Chips for America Act.
I want to see Congress pass this bill right away and get it to my desk. Let's do it for the sake of our economic competitiveness and our national security. Let's do it for the cities and towns all across America. We're going to get their piece of the global economic package.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The House Minority Leader says he encourages President Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to hit the campaign trail for the Democratic Party. However, Republican Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't think one Democratic candidate for the House in the upcoming election would want the president campaigning for them.
No, I want him in those races. You look at his approval rating, I bet he doesn't have one member of Congress in the Democratic Party asking him to come. Are they going to ask the president, the vice president, or Nancy Pelosi? I would welcome them coming out.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the California Republican adds Democrats are responsible for the rising crime rates across the country. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is describing a meeting with his Russian counterpart as frank and substantive. The meeting coming as Russia is possibly getting ready to invade Ukraine, with Blinken noting any troop movement across the Ukraine border is an invasion. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Going to be talking about an interview Stephen A. Smith did, ESPN guy, with Don Lemon. Very eye-opening interview that showcases the stupidity of the vax Nazis. And we'll cover it. It's well worth it. We're going to get to that in the next hour. Right now, I want to talk about an article written by a friend of mine. His name is Benjamin Weingarten, and Ben and I met in Paris. Now, he's American, but I'm saying, well, I'm not obvious, but he is American. But we met over there. We were at an event, and he's a great writer, gifted writer, writes for Epoch Times, and he has a different, essentially the same take on what I've been talking about with vaccines and these vax Nazis, and. I read it and went, wow, great insights, great perceptions, you know, tweak some ideas that I have, which I think is great because it shows that we're on the right thread. It shows, and for the record, I don't need anybody to validate my feelings. I know what this thing's about, despite getting my little nasty grams from time to time from the vax Nazis that want to change me. Kevin, you're going to change. Well, we're going to put you back in chains, not to go all Biden on you. But yeah. So Ben writes this piece, and I was thinking, man, I got to share this with the audience. And by the way, he's at Epic Times, in case you want to write over there. Great, great organization. I did an interview over there a couple years ago, and hopefully we'll be doing some TV work with him. But he validates everything I've been talking about for the better part of a year. And here he starts. What does it tell us? That the medical establishment is now daily taking positions on significant matters related to the Chinese coronavirus that its allies in big tech used to censor people over, many of which we have known the truth since early in the pandemic. And he provides a link to the truths. And the truths that he's speaking of are things that I've been talking about since the year, for a better part of a year. And I told you, I don't need to be an epidemiologist or a virologist in order to explain the statistical anomalies related to wolf flu. All you got to be is mathematical. And I am overqualified in that respect. See, I can look at the math. I can look at the statistics. I can do the calculus of what this thing is about, and I don't have to consult with a single doctor or an expert to know what I know. And it always cracks me up, too, that the people who write to me about this issue and want to, you know, criticize, Kevin, you're spreading misinformation or whatever, I'm thinking to myself, it's as silly of an argument of a gay person telling me, Kevin, you don't like my lifestyle. And I go back to them, well, you don't like mine. See, I don't have to consult with anybody to fire back at people that tell me, I don't like what you do. Well, I don't like what you do. It's very easy. It's the yin and the yang of the universe. So people tell me, Kevin, you're no expert in epidemiology, virology. There are experts all over the place. So they give me their opinion based on what? Huh? Anybody? Listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They give me their opinion based on their experts. So then I say, well, you know, I have some experts over here that disagree with you. And you should listen to my experts, and et cetera, et cetera. And they go, oh, you're, my experts trump your experts. Why? Because mine are government? There's a government or what? Well, what makes your expert better than my expert? If we're both depending on experts, then who's winning? If you're not listening to my experts and I'm not listening to yours, then we're at a stalemate. But here's the difference. The difference is that I am not telling you not to get the shot. I don't care if you get it. If you say to me, Kevin, do you recommend I get the shot? I would even go, no. I would say, I'm not getting it. That's it. You're still free to get it. But you know what those other shot Nazis, the vax Nazis want? They want their experts to trump your experts so they can tell you, a freedom-loving, freedom-practicing American, to do what they tell you to do. You ain't getting that out of this black man. You want something from me? Ask nicely. You think you're going to get it from me the way you're doing it? Ain't going to happen. And it isn't because I'm a contrarian or whatever. It's because I've come to my conclusion and it doesn't include you, and I will put my hand on your face and push you back. So anyway, he goes on. Benny says, it tells us that while the science has in large part remained the same, meaning nothing's changed, the politics have shifted to such an extent in the face of the Omicron variant that authorities feel compelled to recognize reality. In other words, to paraphrase Ben, they got caught in a lie and now they got to fess up. That is, he says, it shows that the trust the science crowd is, as should have been clear from the jump, political. And that it has invoked its favorite line to end debate, to ensure the public submit to its edicts based on science that brooks no dissent. So they use science to tell her, well, this is the science. And you know it's a scam when you have people like AOC going, well, this is the science of it. It's a science. It's science. It's science. A freaking bartender is telling you about science. Let me explain. AOC wouldn't know science if you explained it to her. So why is she quoting it? She's a mixologist. Yeah. That makes her a scientist, right? He goes on, presenting select data and without nuance, context, or balance that distorted the public's view of the threat. At the bare minimum, as reflected in Americans' gross overestimation of the Chinese coronavirus's fatality across age cohorts under 65, and justified its draconian responses to it, suppressing countervailing evidence, notice that word, and smearing and silencing those who present it is, of course, the height of anti-scientific behavior. So what he's saying is that everything they did, trust the science, no dissent, it forced us into believing numbers that were completely overinflated, and then said, for those of you who are out there looking at other information and wanting to actually test the scientific theory, you're anti-scientific for saying, let's follow the scientific method. That is the height of leftism. Lies are no longer lies. Truth are no longer truths. Don't test. They claim to use science while refusing to use the scientific method. See, that's leftism at its finest. And anybody that buys into it, if you think of yourself as a conservative, you may very well be in your conservative attitudes, but you are nothing but a person who's ready to go to leftism the moment that it becomes popular again. And you've done it. You've proven it. Vax Nazis are leftists as far as I'm concerned. Now, those who get the shot by freedom of choice and say, Kevin, do what you want, you are not a vax Nazi. I want to be very clear. But it's the ones who dare write to me, who dare want to chastise me for having my opinion about it. And you know what their excuse is? Well, you have a radio show. Well, you have a freaking mouth. Who do you talk to? You're talking to me. You're trying to spread your crap back to me. Who else are you talking to? I have a radio show? That's your excuse?
Well, Kevin, you reach a bunch of people.
I don't care if I reach one person or 10 people. You're reaching people. And you're trying to reach people. You don't see me sending out emails going, now listen, all of you people who are getting shots, you need to stop getting shots. You will never see something like that come out from me. We have 280,000 people in our database. We would never send that message out. Because we're not that stupid. We're not going to tell people, hey, here's Kevin Jackson's feeling about things. And everybody better feel this way. And if you don't, you better shut up. And by the way, don't you even mention anything outside of what we tell you to other people, said nobody in their right mind. Except the vax Nazis. I know. I'm getting after them. Anyway, he goes on. Seen in this light, the Omicron variant is proving doubly beneficial. To the extent it remains as mild as all the evidence to date suggests. Just listen to what I said, Vax Nazis. Here's the funny part. It's conferring some level of widespread immunity. At the same time, it's exposing public health's hyper-politicization by causing it to contradict that which it previously held sacrosanct, hopefully immunizing the public to such politicizations in the future. So it's actually made people go, wait a minute. These suckers told me this thing was going to kill everybody and we all needed to get shots and get boosters and we getting shots and boosters and we still going to the doctor and all the man, what's up with y'all? I mean, I'm sorry to get ethnic on you. White people, y'all get somebody to translate that. Oh, my goodness. So, Omicron is better for you. It's good to get it because it gives you immunity down. You know what? Wu flu, Delta, Omicron, whatever variant it is, whatever one you got, it gave you better immunity than any vaccine because your body gives you better immunity. We got more with you, man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm calling out the Vax Nazis. Gloves off. I don't give a crap. And this isn't a statement for the people who decided to get a vaccine based on misinformation. I understand it. I have friends of mine who were on the fence. And they're good, strong, conservative people, but they were bought into the hype of how many people were dying and the number of people who could possibly die and on and on and on and on. So I get it. They got tricked. And it's okay. I'm not even getting after people by saying, look how stupid you are. You got tricked. I get it, man.
Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Government's tricky. Leftists are tricky. They're the reason we have Ponzi schemes. And we have Justice Department people looking into old people getting ripped off, you know, or timeshare lawyers that say, did you get roped into a timeshare? The leftists are the reason for all this stuff. I'm not saying that we are immune to crime as conservatives, God-fearing Bible thumpers or what have you, but it's mostly them. They are just scurrilous to their rotten cores. And they can even infect you to where you start believing their hype. You start believing,
send the kids to college.
You know, you measure people. Oh, he went to college. Things like that. If a person is a mechanic or a person is a, an accountant, we tend to, he's an accountant. You know, hey, marry him. He's an accountant, not the mechanic. The dude works on dragsters, makes $2 million a year because he knows how to do high-performance tuning of engines, but he only went to high school. You know what? The leftism distorts you. It makes you believe things that you shouldn't believe. You believe that Dr. King is Dr. King instead of Reverend King. Because, see, doctor denotes something special. He's not a medical doctor. But guess who's really high on giving themselves PhDs? Leftist. I'll make you a bet. On the topics I know them better than most of these PhDs. Michael Eric Dyson is a PhD. Have you heard this clown? This ethnocentric racist clown? Everything's race for him. What you doing eating that cracker? White people got you eating crackers, Kevin, because you have been part of the colonialization of and ethicalization of, and he'll use all these big words to tell me nothing. To tell me what I don't even feel, what doesn't relate to me in any kind of way as an American. So we get suckered in. You've been suckered in, trust me. I've been suckered in, I'll admit it. But as my spidey sense got more tuned and I became, you know, more aware of my environment, suddenly I wasn't a sucker anymore. At least I wasn't an all day sucker. I don't know how many licks it takes to get to the bottom of a Kevin Jackson pop, but the world ain't ever gonna know because I ain't nobody's sucker. Anyway, I'm talking about this article by a friend of mine, Ben White, Weingartner. Ben and I met in Paris, and he was a brilliant writer. We were at a conference, and I was like, man, this dude is deep. And so he started I get his stuff all the time. You can get it because he writes for Epic Times, and I get his articles. And what he was talking about was identifying all the things that I've been preaching to you guys since I started this radio show. Pay attention. Look at nuance. Do more and more research. You know, it's funny. Did we play a clip was it Don Lemon talking about people out there doing their own research? It's amazing to me that he would say something like that. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you this as a fact. When Melissa goes to the doctor, whether it's for our son or her dad or her aunt or anybody, that woman knows more about the thing that she's going to the doctor for than 99.9% of lay people. She will have very detailed discussions with doctors, with cardiologists about the heart, to the point where you think she went to medical school. Why? She's done her research. You're not just going to,
we're going to go in there and take the myofarction and the incantations and, you know what I know about it, right?
She's going to know it down to the hilt. I have a friend of mine. He is a Johns Hopkins cardiologist. And he said to me, he goes, man, Melissa knows as much about the heart as most, interns that intern for him. I was like, really? He goes, man, she's on it. So you're smart to do your research. Since when do you not do research? I don't care whether you're buying a house or you're getting ready to get a new job or you're getting a car. What is a smart thing to do? In case leftists are out there and you missed it, research, okay? Anyway, Ben wrote this article, and let me continue it. He says, I chronicle the head-spinning flip-flops and shifts by our betters on all manners of positions, once unquestioned and unquestionable, in a piece that he wrote on the Epoch Times. And here's what he says. As I conclude in part, and has become particularly relevant, I think, with the news of the UK rescinding of a whole slew of COVID policies today, Occam's razor suggests Omicron has exposed to all the inefficacy of the lockdowns, the mandates, and the vaccines authorities promised would serve as a panacea. See, I want to stop right there for just a second and tell you this. And this is, I'm speaking to the vax Nazis. So we were supposed to solve all these problems by putting on a mask, socially distancing. That was the first step. Then we were going to lock down so the world would never have to do to be a part of it. Then they gave us vaccines and boosters. And with all those things, Omicron has infected almost everybody. Now, I haven't gotten it because I had regular Wu flu. And Omicron came up and said, "What's up, baby?" And Wu flu said, "Oh, dude, I'm already here. You can go on." And it moved on. So, but it's hit everybody. I'm telling you, people that hadn't had it, people around me, when I had it, they didn't get Omicron. Melissa's one and many others. But they got, they didn't get the regular Wu flu, but they got Omicron. So what Omicron proved is you can't prevent people from getting a disease. If the disease is very, you know, if it's going to transmit or whatever, you can't prevent it. Now, there are people out there going, "Well, it's only the unvaccinated giving it out." That's a lie. Another one of the lies. And see, here's the problem with these vax Nazis. They don't want to have to admit, "You know what, Kev? You're right." See, if I were wrong, if they come back with data and they said, "Man, here's a shot, Kevin, we did a study, 97% of these people got the shot, they didn't get it, it cured them, or they didn't get it, and the 3% only had mild issues or whatever, I don't even if the 3% had heart attacks, whatever it is, but if they could prove to me that overwhelmingly this thing worked, you get the shot, you're not going to get the disease, and if you get the shot, first of all, I wouldn't want you to get it." Because they're trying to act like, "Well, you don't even get it." But then here's what they do. They cover, "Well, if you do get it, well, it won't be as bad." Well, how do you know? You don't know that. Is that the new science? You can tell me what's going to happen with my body before I even know? They hadn't done studies on these things. And even if they did, the data would be skewed because they had a narrative that they wanted to set. And Omicron exposed it all. If you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick. If the bubonic plague is killing 80% of the people, 80% of us are going to die. That's it. Government can't protect you any more than they can protect you in a car wreck or from suicide. So he says, even the sophisticated vaccinated crowd wasn't spared from the latest variant. There you go. You got your shot. You felt all safe. You got it. I got Wu flu. I feel safer than anybody. I've been around Omicron. I ain't sick. So he says, so in part, this may be an act of face saving. Better to acknowledge undeniable facts over wholly continuing a COVID charade that would only do further harm to the authorities' credibility. But there's something deeper at play. Candidate Joe Biden said during the 2020 campaign, while America had suffered 220,000 deaths ascribed to COVID, that anyone who is responsible for that many deaths should not remain president of the United States of America. He says he's now responsible for a multiple of that. I'm running out of time here, so let me just cut to the chase. He says it's evident millions are sick and tired of the policies that have self-evidently not worked while breeding poverty and misery, and that a revolt may be brewing. Hence, now the effort to downplay the high-level numbers once hawked, even terminating death figure reporting altogether, the shift to an endemic stage, and an effort to go off of hysteria footing, at least rhetorically. The authorities are caught between a rock and a hard place as the actual science doesn't comport with their control and renders it farcical, but the imperative to control remains. When you hear "trust the science," folks, run.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.